Jim Taylor back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. We're talking Mercer County Wrestling, and I'm going to be honest with our listening audience. This is take two of our interview because I was calling Tristan Ham, a regional champ, by his brother's name, Trace Ham. So we're doing this over. Tristan Ham is a regional champ. He went out late in the season, I think 2 weeks before the regional. Take it away. Tell us the story. How did you decide to go out for a wrestling and make the most of it, I guess?
Well, we were sitting in class one day, and I was talking to Jaden. That's when he told me that the 145-pounder at the time had quit. And then Evan Terrell instantly started laughing because he knew that all the weight classes fell in place to where him and the Lilies went out, and they knew they'd get me out easily.
And you are really not going out blindly in terms of the sport. You wrestled in junior high, right? So How important was that kind of in helping you make the decision that you had some experience? It's one thing to go out and have absolutely zero experience, and it's another thing to kind of realize what you're getting into. So I assume you knew a little bit because you had wrestled before.
I mean, I knew the basics, and that's basically what I used in the regionals.
And how happy are you in your decision that you decided to go out?
I'm super glad. Wrestling's really fun, but it's tough.
And then the thing that's neat about it is the coaching staff allowed you to do it, right? I mean, that's the big thing. It's one thing if you want to go out. It's another thing if they'll let you go out. So how did that work in terms of them allowing you to go out?
They really wanted to fill the lineup, and I knew the basics, so they knew that I could handle.
And then being a senior, was that part of it? I mean, in terms of going out. And by the way, you were wearing your dad's old Westmer jacket like a boss. But I mean, is that one of the reasons in terms of going out that you're a senior and you say, well, this is my really last chance to do this?
Yeah, and why not?
And why not? And take us through the bracket on Saturday. First, before you talk about the actual matches, when you first get out on the mat and you haven't wrestled since eighth grade, whatever, dual meet at Orion or something, and now you're at the regional and they're scoring points and they need all these points they possibly can muster to win the regional team title. So what kind of was your emotions or your nerves Saturday when you first took to the mat?
We were on the south side of the bracket, so it was nothing too bad. And I don't really understand the tournament scoring. I just knew that we had to win, so I just went out there and pinned my kids.
Yeah, so explain a little bit about then your approach. When we were talking before, you said something about the simple moves I learned in junior high. They worked. But maybe that's how wrestling should be, that the simpler moves work. So tell us about your two matches then you had on Saturday.
All I did was the basic moves we learned in junior high, combined with some of the little things that we learned throughout the high school practices, and that was really it.
All right, so then in terms of getting prepared, you go out, get in the wrestling room for a week or 2 weeks or whatever, and I know there's been school cancellations, so you can call it open gym or whatever. What kind of went into, I don't know, you know, practice or trying to get into wrestling shape? Because I think you told me, well, I'm Taylor, and we're still really not in wrestling shape just yet.
I didn't realize how out of shape I was until the second match of the regional, where I was completely gassed by the third period, but and everyone else is still fine by that time.
So you get help in the wrestling room. Who's kind of been pushing you around or whatever, getting you ready or whatever terminology you want to use?
I wrestle with Camden Whitenack, who is seated either fifth or third.
Yeah, and then, so I assume when you get matched up with somebody like that, your weaknesses are probably going to be exposed a little bit, and you know what you're up against. You know the bracket's going to be tougher this weekend, right? So a little bit about what you're up against now this weekend, and how you approach this weekend.
I'm just going to use the basics that I learned in junior high again, because I've got the number, I think, 9 kid on my side, first match, and number 3 kid on the opposite side of my bracket.
All right, so I know when I go to wrestling matches, I admit, people, I'm not an expert in the sport, all right? And you admitted, Taylor, I don't really understand how the scoring works, so we're kind of even here, right?
Yeah.
Right. So when you're wrestling, I'm just curious, you're back out, I'm talking about the matches, you know, so you had two matches. And that's what's so weird about this. You've had only two matches this season, and they're at the regional. So when you're out there, and again, 2-0 with two pins, do you hear, like, what the coaches are saying to you in terms of them coaching, like, or is it just you because you're just back out, you're like, hey, I got to worry about just me and on the mat and what's in front of me. I can't listen and take on this guy mano a mano right now.
If I'm on top, it's easier to hear the coaches, but when I'm in a scramble or anywhere else on the mat, really, it's I can't hear anything.
So what was, like, your reaction when you walked off the mat on Saturday? Like, anybody say anything to you or anything stand out? Or you're like, man, I got through this thing and I won two matches.
I got through this thing.
All right, and then I want to give you some props, too, because you not only participate in an extracurricular activity here in the winter, albeit you went out late, you work. And I said to you, Sunday I saw you working at a local pizza establishment. And I said, well, what'd you do over the weekend? And I'm like, I hope your answer would be, well, I won a regional championship on Saturday, and I'm making pizzas on Sunday. So what about having a job, going to school, and participating in sports? What about that?
It's really tiring. I worked the night before the regional and after, and that...
Wait, you said before and after?
Yeah.
Yeah, respect, dude. Respect. Everybody got to earn a living, right?
Yeah.
We all need money. All right, well, Tristan Ham, we pat him on the back, and I started our interview. I called him Trace Ham. We had to redo this interview because I mentioned his brother. I got him mixed up, but wanted to give him... I guess you need to give your little brother a shout-out, too, right?
Yeah.
So anyway. All right, Tristan Ham, nice going, and you're a great story here late in the season. And keep it simple, I guess, this weekend at the sectional. Good luck to you.
Thank you.
And I'm Jim Taylor on WRMJ.